Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour, 65 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. And what do we got? About three more days of the nice weather. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then it all hits the heavy-duty autumn weather coming in Thursday night into Friday, and then leading us into Saturday, I guess, in which temperatures we won't even hit 60 degrees. And next week, I guess it's supposed to be 60s pretty much all week, what I saw. But that's the weather. Changes on a dime. Phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. We covered a lot of ground in hour number one. We talked about the Busy Bee convenience store opening this past Saturday. We talked about the gift that came from Florida for one of our people who work in the doctor's office. So if you are out there listening, our friends who listen in the doctor's office, give me a call. We do have this gift from you for you from Florida. Talked about Ohio State this coming week. Are they going to beat Maryland? I'll be at the game, tailgate and all day long. Let's see here. Talked about the car in the ditch over here across from Meyer this morning at the car wash. If you have any information on that, give me a shout here. Also, who has the best burgers in town? Now, I was out at Burger King quite late last night. Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, Rally's, I think those are the typical burger places in town. Now, I'm not talking about a sit-down place. It would have to be a fast food place. But who has the best burgers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I also will tell you, yesterday we did kind of get a little polish on our trivia questions that we had. We asked, what was Turoff's restaurant famous for? We found out it was the cream pies, coconut cream and banana cream. What was George Kasotis' restaurant famous for? We got the baklava sundae, but we have not got the main dish yet. Now, that's interesting in a way, because we have talked about this a lot on this station, and certainly George Kasotis has been on this station quite a bit. But we do not know what his main dish was that he was famous for. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. And then something else we talked about earlier was Governor DeWine saying last night in a press conference that the Ohio Department of Education will die last night at midnight. Well, apparently it did, I guess. And now the Ohio Department of Education will be overseen by the governor's staff and people. Is that a good thing? I don't know. Is it good to turn it over to the governor? I don't know. Do you like the idea of it? And levees. We're going to see levees coming up here in just about a month in November. I know River Valley has some levees on the ballot, but do people care? Do people pay attention? I don't know if they do. Open enrollment, as I said in hour number one, has hurt passing levees dramatically. Because if your child goes to a school district that you don't live in, you're not going to vote in that district. And the district that you vote in, you probably don't have any kids in. So chances are you're not going to vote for the levy in that district. And that causes a lot of our levies to be defeated. And I don't know what you do with that on the whole. So does anybody have any feelings on any of those things? Feel free to weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And we also talked in hour number one about the whole gift-giving idea. Do you give a gift to get a gift back? I don't think you do. Now, this has all come about because I said there's a place that I work where I just hit a milestone anniversary, and they sent a book catalog asking me to order something for that milestone. And I kind of think that the gifts in there for men are not all that exciting, but they do have a lot of interesting gifts in there for women. So I thought, well, hey, this close to Christmas, I could buy one of the women's gifts and give that to somebody in my life, and wouldn't that go over well? But I don't know if that's re-gifting. I don't. We had a caller earlier who didn't feel that was a bad idea. Is that a bad idea? You know, it's not really re-gifting, because it's not somebody giving you a gift that you don't want and then you're passing it on to somebody else. It's not really that. So I don't know. What do you think about that? Okay to give a gift in that manner? 740-751-4038. Then the other gift story we were talking about was, and again, you should never ask for a gift, and you should never really expect a gift. I'm not saying that at all. But this is a story based in reality. Last May, somebody said, I have a gift for you. And I said, oh, you do not. You know, you don't really have to get me a gift. No big deal. And the person said, yes, I've already got the gift purchased. You're going to like it. It's right up your alley. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, this was May. And we had that conversation, and that was really about all there was to it. Well, then June came, and July came, and August came, and September came. And now we're into October, and, you know, I never saw the gift. So, again, I don't need a gift. I don't want to ask for a gift, and it's okay not to get a gift. I mean, I think that's perfectly fine. But that's a curious set of circumstances, don't you think? That somebody would say, no, I've already purchased the gift. I have it, and it's right up your alley, and the gift never shows up. So I don't know. 4 or 5 months later now, I think the gift may be in a pawn shop somewhere. You know, it very well could have happened that way. All right. Any thoughts on any of that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 20 minutes past the hour here on this 65-degree sunny Tuesday morning, October the 3rd, 2023, first Tuesday in the month of October. Maybe I'll wear the cheese head this Friday, or maybe this Wednesday. I don't know when we're doing the TV taping this week. Maybe Wednesday. Maybe I'll wear the cheese head on the TV taping. Show it off to the world. All right. Well, we had a lot of fun with the Family Feud yesterday. It was fun to get back into that. And we did get all the questions answered correctly, but I do have an interesting Family Feud question this morning. I know we've never done this. I find this fascinating, and it's got a lot of answers. So now listen to this category before we start the calls here this morning. Now there are, let's see here, 8 answers, 8 correct answers. Now here's the category. What state do you think has the most beautiful women? Now, think about that. Now, there are only 50 guesses here that would be possible. But I find this hilarious, in a way. I don't even know. How would you figure this out? I don't know. But I guess it was polled. People were polled. There are 8 answers here. So the category is, what state do you think has the most beautiful women? 8 answers on the board here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have our answers? What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? What a category. I don't think we've ever had a category like that in the entire time that we have done these games on this program. We got eight states, eight of the 50. Does anybody know what they are? All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to venture a guess? Who's going to be our first guesser this morning? Now remember, the category is, and I don't know who comes up with these categories, but here we go. What state do you think has the most beautiful women?
Go ahead, caller.
What about California?
You know, California, number one, with 53 people. Now, why do you think so many people guessed California?
Because of that song, Wish They All Could Be California Girls.
You know, maybe that was it. Maybe it's the suntans and the plastic surgery out there in California.
Right. That would be good.
Yeah, that's it. Number one, California, think.
And what about the George Kasotis? Was it his salad dressing or Greek salad?
That's it. The Greek salad. That's what we were looking for. Yeah, nobody could get that yet. And you know what? I don't even know if I've ever asked George what is in the Greek salad.
I know, but remember, was it Charlie that used to say that George would give people garlic and olive oil for gifts?
Olive oil and lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
Olive, yeah, that's how you live forever, according to George Kasotis. Olive oil and lemon juice.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, California was the runaway number one answer with 53 people. I don't know why. California. How about that? Maybe it's the song. Maybe it's the plastic surgery. Maybe it's the warm weather. I don't know. But the category this morning, what state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, number one. Now, there are seven other answers here. They've got eight states listed. So we've still got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. What are those answers? What state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, number one. 53. People said California, kind of a runaway. But what are the other seven? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got out their list of states and are going up and down them saying, where are the most beautiful women located? It's an interesting category because there only could possibly be 50 answers. And after answering the first one, there really could only be 49 answers. What state do you think has the most beautiful women?
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I think I'd say Ohio, but I doubt that's there. So let's go for Hawaii.
Hawaii is number three on the list. Now, why Hawaii?
Well, it's tropical and, you know, the women kind of dress in a tropical fashion with the leis and the colorful dresses, and they all have long, beautiful hair, at least all the Hawaiian women they show on TV have long, beautiful hair.
Could be. So, Hawaii,
yeah,
yes.
California, you know, the Beach Boys even said, wish they all could be California girls.
Well, that's what I've heard twice, but I did. What is it about a California girl, I guess?
The beaches, the surfing, you know, the lifestyle. I mean, there's also the smog and the crime and the high cost of living, but, you know, the Beach Boys kind of like California girls. And I have relatives in California. Of course, they're all beautiful. So,
well, there you go. Well, yes, Hawaii.
Is Ohio on there by chance? I mean, it could be Ohio.
No, Hawaii did not, or Ohio did not make the top eight, unfortunately.
That's our answer, isn't it?
Well, okay. I don't know. You know, honestly, I don't know. I really don't look at people's looks. I try to avoid that. Because to be honest with you, I think people have that dysmorphia when they look in the mirror. I think they don't really see what other people see.
As long as you don't rank on the ugliest women side, they should ask that one instead.
Well, I don't know. We're not in the top eight, and there are only 50 states, so we can't be doing very well.
Okay, I'm figuring where it's warm. That kind of has the image, but, you know, we had Alaska, hottest state, coldest state, hottest governor, right?
But, I don't know. You and Matt, maybe. I don't know. Matt's got the crush on Sarah Palin. You do, too, maybe.
Okay, well, I thought I would pitch in, Scott.
Have All right, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, what state do you think has the most beautiful women? This is the category here today. The runaway number one answer was California. 53 people said California. Hawaii comes in at number three. 12 people said Hawaii. Well, we've still got 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. What an interesting category this morning. And Ohio did not make the list. What does this say about us Ohioans? Well, the women. I guess the men don't have to worry in Ohio at this point. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Nebraska, said no man ever.
No beautiful women in the Cornhusker state?
They probably all got hairy legs and rough hands.
Well, that's kind of like the women in Ohio.
Well, I don't know what women you've been hanging out with.
I don't know.
Okay, so now the rundown on the burgers. Number one, best burger in town. I think we all know that's the garbage burger over at Stewart's. Second, it's got to be the Whopper. And third is Steak and Shake, that one with all the butter and the sautéed onions and mushrooms.
You know, I don't know if I've ever had the one at Steak and Shake. Now, I had the Whopper last night. The Whopper's pretty good. And, you know, I don't think I've ever had the garbage burger. I've had a hamburger at Stewart's.
It's so fresh. It's like, they're always really good and fresh. And I'm a big eater, and they don't skimp on the portions. I love me a good garbage burger with extra onions.
Well, that's good. You know, I don't know. What is on the garbage burger?
Well, I always get it, like, custom made, so, I think it's like pickle, lettuce, tomato. I get a ton of onion and cheese. I mean, pretty much your typical standard. And I think they put some kind of like special sauce on there.
Now, do you have any thought on the gift giving?
Not really.
You know, I don't think it's a bad thing if you get somebody a gift, even though if it wasn't, I guess that you didn't buy it. It is intended for the person, but, you know, I don't know what the big deal about that is.
Okay, have a good show, Scott.
No Nebraska. Thanks.
No Nebraska on the list. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California girls, still number one here. 53 people said California. Hawaii, number three on the list. 12 people said Hawaii. And then we've got Florida, New York, Indiana. Did I just start running down the list? Well, how about this? Oh, man. You know, there are some mornings where you just shouldn't be doing trivia. Okay, let's try this again. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, number one. Hawaii, number three. Those are the answers we've got. Might anybody else have any answers here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 31 minutes past the hour. All right. Well, maybe that got in under the radar. Maybe nobody heard what I did there. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, number one. Hawaii, number three.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
What about Georgia or Alabama?
Let's see here. Georgia is number eight on the list. You're right.
Okay.
Georgia comes in at number eight on the list. All right. Well, now we've got them spread out quite a bit here. California, number one. Hawaii, number three. Georgia, number eight. But we've still got 2, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Does anybody have the answers? 740-751-4038.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
You ran down that list, Scott. How could Indiana be there but not Ohio? Ohio and Indiana are pretty similar.
You know, I don't know. Indiana's on the list. Apparently, they've got good-looking women and good-looking Hoosiers, I guess.
They ever seen Mike Pence's wife? They didn't look at her, did they?
You know, I don't know. I don't know that I could pull up Mike Pence's wife in my brain right
you know,
now.
But, you know, she's a teacher. You know, I've had some very attractive teachers. I can think of one. She dated Will Chamberlain once because she was also, like, about 6.5 feet tall. So, yeah, I just think, yeah, one teacher I had, Mrs. Kennedy, and that was in Ohio, I think. But, you know, I think of Karen Pence. Is that what the women look like in Indiana? I don't know whom it is that they polled, but she must be the exception, not the rule.
You know, I don't know. I maybe it's Midwest. I don't know.
I'll just ignore the other one you said, which isn't too surprising. It's a large state, and like a lot of models live there. But let's go for the Texas cowgirls. You know, man likes a good cowgirl, the cowboy hat, and then the pretty hair and the toned body. So how about Texas?
Texas is number 7 on the list.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, New York, I'll just say it's there because the models and the actresses that might live there.
Uh-huh.
I went to college in upstate New York, and they were very much a dearth of attractive women there, but people don't really think about that part of the state.
There was a big dearth of them there, huh?
Indiana.
Well, you got to like a big dearth.
Yeah, I don't understand Indiana. Why is Indiana there, but Ohio is not there?
Well, there are, you know.
Yeah, Mrs. DeWine, she's no beauty either, so maybe I'm not judging by governor's wives. Must be something else.
Well, I don't know. Does the governor's wife set the pace for the whole state?
Well, if she does in Ohio and Indiana, I don't know whom it is that they're polling. You know, speaking about governors, we had Sarah Palin, of course, and she's pretty easy on the eyes. But some of the Midwest first ladies, a modeling probably is not going to be an upcoming career for them. Let's put it that way.
Well, as long as they're... You know what's funny? I saw a picture this past weekend. Have you noticed where women... have you noticed this technique now where they turn sideways in a picture? So, I don't... I'm
that
not sure...
That can be taken several ways, Scott. That could be kind of an R-rated comment.
Because they turn sideways?
Well, yeah. That could be, like, you know, have an R-rated connotation, couldn't it?
Well, no, I'm just saying that you only see, like, they take the picture and they're turning to their side. Now, I don't know why that is.
Way. I was thinking, like, turning sideways, like, 90 degrees. Oh, I don't know. Everybody has a good angle, and when I take photos, I pick my good angle. You know, cameras can do so much, and which is why sometimes people, they look 20 years older in person, even if the photo is unretouched. Just, you know... As well, you know, I think Walt Sang and I talked about that. A good photographer can do magic without retouching anything. You know, me, I look better in person. People tell me that, which I think I look better on photos, but I've been told I look better and younger in person, so I'll go with that because you have to look at what someone.
Well, but you know, people tend to be nice. I mean, this is one of those things we've talked about on the Friday night show. Are you honest to people when they ask you a question? Well, if it has to do with somebody's looks or how they're dressed, you're not going to be honest because why? I mean, you're going to hurt their feelings if you really have something negative to say, or you're going to start a fight. So most of the time, you're oh yeah, you look great.
Yeah. You can kind of
go down Facebook when somebody posts a picture and try to find a negative comment where somebody goes, oh, you look horrible. Nobody does that.
Well, not too often. Oh, the re-gifting, I don't think it's that bad of an idea. I mean, yeah, I guess I've never seen you wear jewelry, have I?
I don't like jewelry.
Don't you wear those bracelets that people wear, those rubber bracelets?
I have one rubber bracelet, yeah. I have a blue one.
I thought you did, yeah. You don't have any piercings, I don't believe. So.
No, I do not.
You have a dearth of jewelry yourself. Now, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I'm envious that, you know, you're not that you're old, but at your age, your mom is still alive and very healthy and quite a chef of macaroni salad. So, I mean, get something for your mom. She's a, you know, I met her briefly. She's a great lady. So I don't see a problem with that.
Well, how do you know it's going to be for mom?
Well, I don't see why not. I mean,
I don't think I've ever bought my mom jewelry. I would have to go back in time, but I don't think that's ever happened.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, just have you met her? I thought she was a very, very nice lady. But again, it's also that I wish
Well, wouldn't she have to be a nice lady for me to be her kid?
I think that would probably be a likelihood, yes.
There you go. That's what I've got to know.
Again, I'm just glad, you know, not that you're old or anything, but at your age, your mom is alive, and she seems extremely healthy, so.
She's getting around. Sorry yesterday.
It kind of comes to mind, but yeah, anything else isn't really my business. I don't see a big deal with it, as long as the thought is good. I mean, it's certainly a very unselfish thing to do.
Well, I just feel that the gifts in this catalog for men are nothing that appeals to me, but there are a lot of nice female gifts, you know, bracelets, necklaces. I think there are even some earrings and things in there. Very nice, high-quality stuff. And I think that there are some women in my life who I know who I think it'd be nice to get these things for.
Maybe they have a necklace shaped like macaronis for the beads. Get that for your mom in deference to her excellent cooking skills.
Macaroni. Well, the macaroni salad I didn't realize went over that well, but apparently it was a big deal.
Yeah, I don't even really like macaroni salad, but whatever it is that she did, it was really good. I don't know. But it's some secret recipe, and I was quite impressed. Yeah, you can get, you know, some of the beads are kind of shaped like macaroni, so get her like that. Just that might be kind of cool.
Well, we'll see what happens. I appreciate the advice. Thanks.
Okay, see you later.
All right, back here on home base. The category was, what state do you think has the most beautiful women? What state do you think has the most beautiful women? We've got California, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. Still two answers left. We have the number two answer, and we have the number six answer. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, 39 minutes past the hour. What state do you think has the most beautiful women? California came in at number one. 53 people said California. 12 people said Hawaii. That was number three. New York was number four with 9. Indiana, number five with 2 people. Texas, number 7 with 2 people. And Georgia, number 8 with 2 people. But still two answers left. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? What two answers are left on the board here today? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are those two remaining answers? Now remember, this is an interesting category because there really can only be 50 answers. 50 choices. And we've already rattled off several of them. So, you know, we're working our way down here. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. Two answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to venture a guess here and help us out? 740-751-4038. Well, I don't know. It's kind of a hard, weird category, to be honest. But it is one we've never done before, so we always try to tend toward the categories that we have not done before. Does anybody know the two answers that we do not have yet? One was number two on the list, so it's high up there. And one was number six. What state do you think has the most beautiful women? This is really all opinion. I don't know what scientific study was done to come up with this category. But apparently, if you want a beautiful woman, the place to go is California. Hawaii, 3. New York, 4. Indiana is on the list. You don't have to go far there. Go ahead, caller.
South Carolina.
No South Carolina on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No South Carolina on our list today, but not a terrible guess at all. What state do you think has the most beautiful women? California came in at number one. 53 people said California. 12 people said Hawaii, number three. New York, number four. Indiana, number five. Texas, number seven. And Georgia, number eight. Still two answers left to go. Who's got the remaining two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Which state has the most beautiful women? That's what we're talking about here this morning. Beauty in and of itself. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Florida.
Florida, number two on the list. It's those warm states again. You got it.
Okay.
Florida comes in at number two today. Well, that leaves us with one answer left in this category. Thank goodness. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, number one. Florida, two. Hawaii, three. New York, four. Indiana, five. Texas, seven. And Georgia, eight. And I don't believe I gave this answer away this morning while we've been doing this. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? One answer left. Number six on the list. 740-751-4038. Who's got it? California, all these warm states at the top of the list. California 1, Florida 2, Hawaii 3, New York 4, Indiana 5, Texas 7, and Georgia 8. What is the one missing state? What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? 45 minutes past the hour here. 15 minutes left to go in the program. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the final two answers? Does anybody know? My goodness. What a category we've been in this morning. Wonder why when people are, you know, maybe it's because they wear less clothing. You think that's it? You know, if you live in a warmer state, you wear less clothing all the time. Maybe that has something to do with it. Because this is a poll. This is, you know, people being asked. So maybe that's why California, Florida, and Hawaii are at the top of the list. That's the only thing I can think of, really. What is the final state on this list that we do not have? What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we've guessed a few that were not on the list. We guessed South Carolina. We guessed Ohio. Those did not show up on the list. Maybe this person's got the right answer. Boy, we hope so here today. Go ahead, caller.
Well, what about Nevada for Las Vegas showgirls?
You know, no Nevada on the list, but a good guess.
No Nevada on the list here today. Nevada did not make the list. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. One answer left. Right there at number six on the list. What is that one state that's eluding us on this morning. 47 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, in other news, the Busy Bee convenience store opened on Saturday. Has anybody been there? Did you enjoy it if you went? Are our friends from the doctor's office listening this morning? We have a gift for them. Ohio State and Maryland coming up on Saturday. Who's going to win that big game? I have a feeling Maryland might pull an upset. Don't want to say that too loud. All right. Well, car in the ditch this morning. I imagine it's probably been removed by now. Thank goodness. Let's see here. Well, I'll tell you, I just got a message from our, I just got our top 10 list for the week, and we're going to have some good top 10 lists on Friday. We thank Bob Welsh for that. And you know what? It sounds like coming up for Halloween. Now, I don't know if we've ever done anything for Halloween. We've done things for Thanksgiving. And the day after Thanksgiving and Christmas, but it looks like this year we might be doing pumpkin pizza for Halloween. Well, let's go ahead and do that, Bob, if you're out there listening on the 27th, when we have a lot of people in the studio that morning. Probably be Matt, Sean, Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker, Bob Welsh. Pumpkin pizza. Now, is this Halloween pumpkin pizza? Like jack-o'-lantern pizza? Is that what we're talking about here? Or just plain? Because we had pumpkin pie pizza the day before Thanksgiving last year. So is this like jack-o'-lantern pizza? Or what would we call this? 740-751-4038. And our question still persists here this morning in the Family Feud, 49 minutes past the hour. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, number one. 53 people said California. Florida, number two. Hawaii, number three. New York, number four. Indiana, number five. Texas, number seven. And Georgia, number eight. But we still have number six on the list. What is the state we're missing? Who's going to be the brilliant person this morning that comes through with the state that we are missing? I hope somebody does here momentarily so we can wipe this off the particular calendar. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas and Georgia. And you know what? I just about gave the answer again. I just about stumbled right onto the answer there and gave it away. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the Carolinas. I don't know north or south, which.
Neither one of the Carolinas, but a good guess.
Oh, I thought they did. Okay.
Neither one of the Carolinas show up on the list today. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. One left to go. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
About Wisconsin for cheeseheads or milkmaids.
I know. No Wisconsin cheeseheads on the list.
Okay.
No Wisconsin cheeseheads on our list here today. What U.S. do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. Those are the answers that we have. Still one left to go. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, how about Oklahoma?
Not Oklahoma. Good guess.
We're rolling through the states now. Well, if we keep rolling through the states, we're bound to roll over it here. Not Oklahoma. 740-751-4038. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, New York, Hawaii, Indiana, Texas, Georgia. One left to go, 53 minutes past the hour.
Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if I was out doing stuff. I don't know if anybody said Ohio.
No Ohio on the list.
Okay.
No Ohio on the list here today, unfortunately. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? One answer left, and I'll tell you, we're knocking these states out. Who's going to get it with 7 minutes left to go here? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. Those are the answers that we do have. What is that final state? What state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, Georgia, and one answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Virginia.
No Virginia on the list.
Virginia does not make the list today, unfortunately, for all those women in Virginia. What U.S. state has the most beautiful women? That's what we want to know.
Go ahead, caller.
I hate to say this one, but what about the state up north?
Michigan. Oh, Michigan. No Michigan on the list here today.
Okay.
No Michigan on the state here, on the list here today. Although I did see they were number one in the college football polls. That doesn't bode very well for Ohio State, I don't think. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. One answer left to go. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead.
Let's try Arizona.
No Arizona on the list.
And that state even has a warm climate. But Arizona does not make our list here today. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, Georgia. Those are the answers we have, and one answer left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Illinois.
No Illinois on the list.
No Illinois on the list here today. As we're running down the states here this morning, trying to get this last one. 56 minutes past the hour, under 4 minutes left to go here, and we're trying to get this final state. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? Boy, oh boy, what's the one we're missing here?
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try West Virginia.
No West Virginia.
No West Virginia on the list here today. Well, I think we're just running the states down now. We haven't come upon the one we want yet.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, the answer's got to be Utah. I mean, those women are so good-looking. Every guy's got to have 10 of them.
Well, you got two up there in Mormon country. No Utah on the list today.
All right, back to the drawing board.
No Utah on the list here today. Name a state that you think has the most beautiful women. California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. Those are the answers we have right now. Still one left with under 3 minutes left to go now. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Mississippi.
No Mississippi on the list.
No Mississippi on the list here today. Etch Mississippi off the list. What's coming in at number 6 on this list? What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Indiana, Texas, and Georgia. You know, we started out by saying there are only a chance of 50 answers here, and we've about hit them all at this particular point.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you have New Jersey?
New Jersey is the answer. And, you know, I thought we would get that because of Billy Joel and his songs about New Jersey.
Oh, well, I kind of thought of that, and I thought, no, I was trying mostly the southern states, but I thought, well, New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. Yep, thank you.
New Jersey did end up being the answer. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? California was one. 53 people said California. Florida was two. 15 people said Florida. Hawaii was three. 12 people said Hawaii. New York was four. 9 people said New York. And then we had Indiana, New Jersey, Texas, and Georgia. 2 people each on those. Those are the 8. What U.S. state do you think has the most beautiful women? Well, those are the top 8. Well, what can you do? Under a minute left to go in the program today. I thank you for joining me. Hope you'll come back tomorrow morning, 8:15 till 10 a.m. on this station. We always have a lot of fun each and every morning, updating hopefully everybody on what's going on in the world. I hope that SUV that I don't even know what you call that kind of drove off the embankment over there is doing okay.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, when you get off the air, would you have a minute to give me a call?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? We're about to wrap this program up for the day. Hope everybody has a wonderful day and enjoy the great weather. Come back tomorrow morning. I think it's going to be another day with good weather. Talk to you tomorrow morning for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant,